Alrighty, our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 549 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 58 degrees here in central Minnesota. We have our guests on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and say good morning to Kevin and Marlene Guas. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Very good. How about you?
We're doing great, Kevin. So what's good it like morning. In Sauk Center this morning?
Windy,
yep. And a little bit of clouds again.
Pardon me?
I say, and a little bit of clouds with the wind, huh?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, we've got both of you, Kevin and Marlene, and she's got some exciting news. You've got a big to-do coming up on Saturday, and we're going to talk about that. But let's take you one at a time and just a little bit of history, how you got started in music and how you got together. So start with you, Kevin. Where did it all begin?
Well, I grew up in Little Falls. In a very musical family background. On both sides, on the Guas side, there was a lot of musicians, which I'll talk about. And then on my mother's side, which is a Boulder from Piers, there was a lot of musical background there as well. I had a grandfather that played violin, an uncle on that side that played the drums, and another one that played piano. And then on my dad's side, of course, my dad, Wally, was a musician all his life. He was a horn man, sax, trumpet, clarinet, trombone. He could play many other instruments as well, and he was great at arranging music as well. And besides that, of course, I had my Uncle Dave from Sobieski, a trumpet and bass horn player. He had his band for many years and worked with many musicians. I also had a cousin to me, actually, Jerry Guas, who played with the Jolly Fisherman, as you probably know, for many, many years. And then his brother, Richard Guas, who was a drummer who played with many bands as well. Then on my dad's side as well, I think out of all of the 12 kids that there was, they all played instruments one way or the other, because my grandfather Guas, originally from Poland, came over. He could play clarinet and organ and buttonbox and violin.
Wow. Lots of music in the family then.
Yes.
All right. And you went to school where, Kevin?
Little Falls.
Little Falls. Graduated from high school.
Graduated
to college.
Graduated from high school. I started playing sax when I was, I think, 7th or 8th grade. And I graduated from high school, and I went to St. Cloud State.
Okay.
My first year, I was going to major in instrumental music and be a band, like a school band director.
Okay. So, and then from there, you shifted gears, huh?
Yeah, I shifted gears, and I ended up becoming a psychology major, and eventually went into social work as part of one of my daytime jobs. Worked with various bands. I worked with my Uncle Dave's band many years ago when he had his larger group back then. He used three horns, accordion, and drums, and occasionally Jerry Guas would play with them as well.
Okay.
Then I worked with the Country Polkateers for, I believe it was 77 to about 82 or thereabouts.
Okay.
And then I was out looking for work, and Marlene's, long story short, a friend of Marlene's sister, Karen, called me and said that Karen was looking for a horn man, so I hooked up with Marlene's sister, Karen, and that's when I found Marlene.
Uh-huh. So let's get Marlene and get her background. So, Marlene, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great there, Si.
Well, good. And where did it all begin for you?
It began, well, I took lessons from George Savaches. I started lessons at 5 years old, and at 6 years old, I know I played my sister and I played our first gig at the Todd Coney Fairgrounds. And my sister was also taking lessons at the time, concertina lessons from George. So then my dad decided to start the Gettle concertina band.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dad was the drummer, and Karen and I both played concertina there for a while with the band, and then I also played guitar. And so it was my sister on the concertina, me on the guitar, and Dad on drums. And then when my sister married and they had moved away, then I took over on the concertina.
Okay.
With that band.
Uh-huh.
So,
and where did you go to school, Marlene?
In Sauk Center.
Sauk Center. Graduated from Sauk Center High School?
Yes, I did. 1972.
Go on.
I gave my age away.
That's all right. And did you go on to any college then?
No, I didn't. I actually, all I had at that time, well, raising kids. We had five kids, so
uh-huh.
I was home for a part-time. Then I ended up getting my CNA, nursing assistant. And then from there, I went up to Stearns County and worked in the family and children's division.
Okay.
Was with Stearns County there for 25 years.
Sure. So when you were playing, and you said your sister, her name was Karen?
Yes.
What did you call yourselves back then?
It was the Gettle Family Band.
Oh, okay, okay. And so then you continued on, and then did you quit playing then, or is that when you met Kevin?
I quit for a while there. At that time... Yes, it gets to be a long story.
Yep.
We were on a farm and
too many small kids and everything.
So there for a while, I did have to quit. But then when Karen started her own band, she had the Gold Stars and Karen Polka Stars, I know. Then she needed a drummer, so then I went into drumming.
Oh.
And that's when Kevin and I met, yes.
Okay, okay. Very good. So then, so now you're going to be celebrating 40 years of Night Owls. So is that when the Night Owls were formed, when you met Kevin?
Oh, we met Kevin before that, 1982.
Yeah.
Is
okay.
When we met.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got married in 83. Yeah, we got married in 83 and started the Night Owls at 85.
Okay. And so coming up on 40 years of the Night Owls now, and you guys are planning a big to-do for all of that. Do you want to go into that a little bit?
Well, sure. We're going to have music from, you can go ahead to Kevin, from 2 to 5 on Saturday, and we built...
Next Saturday, the 3rd.
Okay.
Yep, the 3rd, and we did build on this edition here a couple years ago, and that's where we had our Oktoberfest back there, too, and... So there's plenty of room for dancing. I'm going to cook up something, so we'll have, the food will be free.
Okay.
That day, and we're going to have, you know, the simple beverages, the lemonade and coffee and
sure.
water and that kind of thing. But if people want to bring their own BYOB, bring in beer or alcohol, that's up to them.
Sure, sure.
But everything else will be furnished. It'll be free admission.
We'll have live music there. Joe Carlson will be kind of running the show to a certain extent when we're too busy talking or something. But the plans are to have all the kids home, and they're going to be playing. We also have some other musicians that we've called and talked to and asked them to stop on by as well. So there will be a lot of music between 2 and 5.
Sounds like a big jamboree out there.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And you call it You call it the Dance Barn, which is attached to the Tutti Frutti Kitchen, huh?
Yes, it is.
Ah,
yes.
That's awesome. That is very good. Well, good. And in your heydays with the Night Owls, of course, like most bands, you've seen a lot of musicians come and go, but there was a time when it was pretty much a family band, huh?
Yes, we were just talking about that. I mean, back in the days, we started off, we had, we pulled, we always pulled the trailer. And we, I remember we started off with an old Pontiac, and we all threw that pretty quickly. And eventually, as the kids kept growing and kept on joining the band, we had one of those old Winnebagos, one of the square ones.
Mm-hmm.
We went with Winnebago pulling that trailer. We were just talking about remembering the times where we would, and we played a lot of festivals back in those days. I would be driving the van, and Marlene would be trying to cook on the stove, and I would hear it if I took a corner a little too fast. And she was trying to cook.
Oh, my goodness.
And all the kids would be in the back. Those were the good old days.
You bet. And name the kids what they played and where they all fit in the band then.
Well, our oldest is Harlan. He played sax, fiddle, piano, and bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Sharon. She played saxophone and she drummed. Then we had Cheryl, who she's just a single instrument. She played bass and a very excellent bass player,
mm-hmm.
bass guitar. Then we had Victoria. She played trumpet. She played trumpet and drums as well. And then we came to the youngest, Lawrence, who's still playing these days. All the rest of them, you know, the typical thing is they get boyfriends, girlfriends, then they get married, and then they're just too busy to go play.
Sure.
But our youngest, Lawrence, is still playing, and he played violin and drums.
Bass guitar.
And bass guitar.
Okay.
And he is still playing.
Wonderful. And yourselves, these days, playing somewhat or not so much, of course, probably downsizing just because of the demand for smaller bands versus the big bands, and how's it worked out?
Oh, we've downsized. We're basically pretty much three piece.
Okay.
When we worked with Joe Carlson.
Okay.
I remember we were just looking. We found an old band schedule from back, and we think it was the very late 80s. And we're looking at it, and we're consistently going 15, 16, 17 jobs a month.
Wow. That's...
And, I mean, we looked at a few of these, like October of that year, played the VFW 428. I'm sorry, the VFW in Wadena on the 9th of October. The 10th of October, we played the VFW 428 in St. Cloud. And then on Sunday, we played the Bellary Ballroom for their polka festival.
Oh, yes.
And then some of these years, like, we would play, where was it? We were playing down in, Mantraville, which is down by Rochester at the Pony Express. And then from there, we would have to drive north 3 or 4 hours. So, I mean... There was a lot of road time.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, Kevin, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then we'll come back to you guys, if that's all right.
Yes.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The brat sales out in front of the meat market have begun for another season. This weekend, hosting the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market on Friday and Saturday will be the Waite Park Babe Ruth League. These youngsters, besides being up-and-coming great young promising baseball players, are anxious and excited to cook and serve for you some very delicious brats. Come out and show your support for our great young organization. The Brat of the Week series continues, and this week it is our smoked German-style brats. For the smoked German-style brats, we start with a blend of lean pork and beef, add the special German-style seasoning, smoke them in our state-of-the-art smokehouses, and you have a delicious, fully cooked brat that can be warmed up in the microwave, in the oven, or on the grill. Come in this week and stock up, taking 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. As always, for more Gradient Star specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. A big thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Kevin and Marlene for being our guests on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We put up a nice package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we get that over to you and hope that you and those around you can enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
That'd be wonderful. We would very much look forward to that.
Well, great. And things work out. I'll probably swing over one day this week, and we'll get that to you. So I know you guys are busy with all of the festivities planned for the weekend, so we don't want to saddle you with one more burden. So we'll take care of that for you.
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. So back to the band and the music. So you said these days probably three-piece most of the time, either you and Marlene and Joe Carlson or Ross Galise still helping out?
Occasionally.
We try to stick to a three-piece nowadays.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's...
I mean, if we need a four-piece, then we can get our son also to drum if we do need... And our son, he's with the band also mid-flight right now, our son Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And those band members are going to be there also on Saturday, and they're going to be playing a few of their tunes also on Saturday, so you get to hear a little debut of their band with our son, Lawrence. So.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And, again, what are the hours that you're planning this?
2 to 5.
2 to 5. Very good. In the dance barn at the Tutti Frutti farm there in Kitchen. So.
Spill over past 5 o'clock, though.
It might spill over. Yeah, I can understand that. Yes. Well, a little bit about you again, Marlene. So you also had a dream besides playing the concertina and music. You wanted to have a career cooking and wanted to have a kitchen. How did that all come about?
Well, that actually came about from my mother.
Okay.
You know, I did a lot of cooking and did all the weddings here for the three girls, and the weddings were 300 to 400 people, and I did all the cooking for that. My mom always said, you should start something up and start a restaurant. So, like I say, after working for 25 years with Stearns County, and we were running the vegetable farm, and the vegetable farm was getting busier and busier, and the girls couldn't handle it any longer, and so they said, Mom, can you quit? We got to start something, you know, as long as it's growing. And then I said, well, we need an income in the winter too, not just with vegetables. And
sure.
That's when we decided to open up a restaurant.
And boy, you haven't looked back since. It's really been growing, huh?
Yes, it has. It's been doing great. We have some wonderful people, I tell you, that come out here and support us daily, weekly, and I can't say enough about our customers and
the community.
And they come in and they're happy, and you know, of course, we, especially our daughter Cheryl, she's got to pull some pranks once in a while, and the customers love that.
Oh yes, so, she's a live one. I think maybe the apple didn't fall too far from the tree there, huh?
And I thought I was the good one.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking from experience, we have eaten there several times over the years, and it is always so good. You guys do a wonderful job there.
Well, thank you.
You bet. And Kevin, you've been managing the vegetable farm, or who's in charge of that?
Well, I retired from my day job at Stearns County also about 3 years ago now in June.
Okay.
And I've been running the vegetable farm ever since.
Okay. Very good.
Along with our future son-in-law, Corey Paul.
Okay. Yep. And people really enjoy the farm fresh produce, don't they?
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
Strawberries are always a very big item and a very busy time of year. And since I've retired, we also put in 2 acres of apple trees. So.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yeah, so that'll keep you busy, that's for sure. So,
for sure.
So Marlene's busy with the kitchen and all of the good help and support she's got there. You're doing the farm out there. Do you still find time to take a few jobs then for playing?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you do yet? Okay.
About two or three a month.
About two or three a month these days. All right. Well, very good. Now, Kevin, you play trumpet and sax. Anything else? Or where do you, how does that all work out for you?
Trumpet, sax, clarinet, okay. And guitar and vocal.
Okay. Very good. And Marlene, you concertina, still a little bit of drums?
Concertina only right now. I used to play the drums and concertina at the same time. And
yeah.
Even before the Night Owls, I used to play bass guitar when we had kind of a country rock band in Minneapolis. But right now, with my age and my shoulders kind of giving out, it's concertina only right now and vocals.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I think it's got to be at least 10 or 15 years ago that you thought, you told me that you were getting old and you think things are going to wind down. And I think, if anything, it's gone the other way.
Well,
you're not getting older, you're getting better.
I'm just going to quit having those birthdays, you know.
Oh, that there you go. That sounds good.
I just had knee replacement, and I thought, oh, man, this is slowing me down, and I'll never get back to what I was. But I don't know. I was out in the field yesterday and day before planting potatoes and onions, and the knee's turning out really good.
Well, good for you guys. Good for you. Through the years, you've done some recording, and currently you have, what, three CDs that are available?
Actually, we are sold out of CDs, so we're going to have to get more made if anybody wants any, but we had have a total of eight recordings.
Eight recordings, okay.
Eight recordings that we made, yes.
All righty. Well, that's great. And your favorite, do you have a favorite, both of you? Which one you felt was came off the best, represents the Night Owls the best, or what were your thoughts?
My opinion is the last two, I think, were...
Is your foot tapping?
We get a lot of compliments about the Peanut Butter Bear song.
Peanut Butter Bear.
They like that one, that shoddish, yeah.
Our son Lawrence is on the violin and the drums on that one also, and the one before that, Cheryl, was on the bass guitar.
Okay.
So,
and another one we get a lot of requests for off of that CD is Mom and Dad. You really did a nice job on that one.
Yes, we do that whenever there's an anniversary, you know, at one of the jobs that we're playing, and then we usually recognize the couple and have them, you know, in the middle of the floor while people dance around them. So,
sure.
Yes, it is very popular.
Well, good. And then also another one that was, there's some, you picked some tough solos there on that recording, Bobby's Polka, Christmas Toy Polka. Those, they've got a few notes. The sheet is kind of black on some of those, right?
Right.
But you tackle them nonetheless.
Pardon me?
I say you tackle them nonetheless, right? You like a challenge, huh? That's awesome.
That's why it's fun playing with Joel. I mean, between even some of the tunes, you know, we can harmonize on the two concertinas.
Oh, yes.
And it gets to be fun, you know, the way he plays and the way I, you know, I feel one or the other of us can do some fill-ins. And I don't know, we do that concertina holiday polka, and oh, my gosh, he just can harmonize on his concertina, and it gets to be a lot of fun.
Well, that is awesome. That's great. Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming down to about the end of the program here, and we want to save some time to play some of music off of these CDs. But I usually ask everybody, as they look back over their careers, if there's a special memory that you'd like to share with the listeners today. And we'll start with you first, Marlene, and then we'll ask Kevin for his. So what have you got for us today, Marlene?
Well, I think one of my best memories, as we were talking here earlier, I think it's when all five children were with us.
Yeah.
You know, and they came along on every job. And if they got tired, they either slept in the Winnebago or they slept right behind us with the amplifiers on stage. And there's nothing like having family with you.
Yep.
You know, while you perform. So That was my best memory.
And I think, too, that the dancers and the listeners, they so appreciate the youth. I've seen this so much over the years with the various players that are young and up and coming. It just really seems to attract a lot of attention. People just come out and want to watch the youngsters as they grow and perform. Isn't that the way it is?
Absolutely. And we have to give credit to all five of our children, because I do think, you know, without them, I mean, they really helped us at the beginning of our career here. And, you know, like you say, people really enjoy the young, and they didn't care if they were sleeping on stage or not. They'd dance by and smile and point.
Yep.
And
yep. Yep.
So I'd like to thank all five of our children. They did great with us.
Good for you. You bet. Kevin, how about you? What have you got for us?
Well, the one memory sticks out is the Bellary Ballroom. We were playing their summer festival, and we were playing out back in the tent. Frank Yankovic was playing inside. He got done, and we were just cranking up, and Frank Yankovic came outside, and he listened to us for a while, and then he came up and shook everybody's hand. I mean, that was
a big thrill.
That was really memorable, that Frank Yankovic would take the time to listen to us and come up and shake our hands.
Yeah.
One other quick one is the first time we played the Ellsworth Polka Fest.
Uh-huh.
I think we had two recordings out. One was in an album, and the other two, and then we had the one in cassettes, and so we had two different cassettes. And we started playing, and after about 15 minutes, people were coming up requesting tapes and albums so much, we couldn't get back to playing. Well, we'd play a little bit, and then people would be up, and they want some more recorded material. But we finally had to take Sharon and Cheryl, and we sat them down front with all the recordings and gave them the cash and say, here, you got to take care of these people. And we were playing, and we sold out of everything we had that day.
Isn't that something? Yeah, yeah. That was the heyday for polka music, when you could sell music right off the stage there, and people couldn't get enough of it. That's great memories. You bet.
Oh, definitely.
Well, with that, we're going to wrap things up here, but why don't we just run through once again what people can come to expect coming out. That would be this Saturday, huh?
Yes, this coming Saturday, May 3rd, right here at the Tutti Frutti restaurant on our farm, southeast of Sauk Center. It all starts at 2 in the afternoon, and it'll go 2 to 5, probably a little later as things can get wound up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a light lunch and what I call light beverages, coffee, water, lemonade, that sort of thing. If you want to bring your own bottle, we certainly are welcome to that, because we don't have a license for liquor out here.
Sure.
And we're looking forward to having a good time. Joe Carlson will be running the music, which will start at 2. The kids will all be here with their instruments. We've got several other musicians from the area that have played with us in the past will be coming along to it to set in.
Very good. Very good. And 40 years of the Night Owls, huh?
40 years.
40 years under your direction.
40 years. First job was May 5th, 1985, out at Westport. And I think we charged a whole $110.
Oh, boy. And you haven't looked back since. You're still a-going. Well, very good. Well, with that, we're going to let you guys run. I want to thank you, take this opportunity to thank you guys for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I tell everyone, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road, we'll do it again sometime. How is that?
Wonderful. Thank you for all you do for old-time music, Cy.
You bet. And with that, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, but have a great afternoon.
You too.
Hope you do too.
All righty. And there they go, Kevin and Marlene Guast of the Night Owls, celebrating 40 years of the Night Owls this coming Saturday. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Night Owls in just a moment. Thank you. Razavi and his Out of Tone Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 549th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And Kevin and Marlene Guast of the Night Owls, wonderful guests there. And congratulations to the both of them as they celebrate 40 years of the Night Owls under their direction. And they will be having a big to-do. That's going to be this Saturday, May 3rd, 2 to 5 in the dance barn there at the Tutti Frutti Kitchen on the farm. And food and beverages available. And you can bring your own bottle if you so desire. And, of course, music by the Night Owls and many, many more friends. So we're going to get into the music of the Night Owls right now. And here's one we talked about. It's one called Bobby's Polka. The Night Owls with one called Bobby's Polka. 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 58 degrees here in central Minnesota. It's old time waltz time with the Night Owls. One called the Two Roses Waltz.
Right.
The Night Owls with the Two Roses Waltz, and that coming off of their 10th anniversary CD. Takes us to 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 58, our temperature here in Albany, in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie says this morning, hello to all of the listeners from Jeannie B and the tour group in Branson for the Spring Music Fest. Now, if you are thinking about a getaway, Jeannie B's Tours has a great lineup of one-day minications for 2 to 4 days and awesome extended tours for summer and fall. On Thursday, May 8th, plan to attend the Jeannie B's meet and greet at the new Jeannie B's office at 124 First Avenue South in St. Joe. There will be 2 informative tour slide presentations for the available 2025 and 26 extended flyout tours. That will be at 9:30 to 11:30 and then again at 1:30 to 3:30. Jeannie B's Tours includes Alaska, Holland Tulips, Rhine River Cruise, Panama Canal Cruise, Canadian Rockies, Colors of New England Rails and Trails, Iceland Experience, Hawaii and Washington, D.C. Gather your traveling friends and stop by Jeannie B's new tour office in St. Joe on May 8th. You can enjoy treats and register for prizes. Again, call 320-345-1581 for questions. Now is the time to register for May tours that include May 20th, Slots of Luck, one-day tour to Jackpot Junction, and May 21st and 22nd, Slots of Luck, sleepover at Jackpot Junction. That includes $50 free slot play per person. Saturday, May 31st and Wednesday, June 18th, you can enjoy Grease at the Chan Hassen Theater. June 4th, the Happy Thrifters are heading to the West Metro suburbs for a day of bargain shopping. June 22nd through the 26th is the Ladies' Escape to Door County for 5 fun-filled days of sightseeing, shop opportunities, shenanigans, and so much more. Now is the time to book your summer Gull Lake boat cruise, luncheon outings, Jasper Theater, shows in Park Rapids, Stillwater paddle boat, and trolley day, and other tours on Jeannie B's Tours 2025-26 schedule. Again, call 320-345-1581 for information and to request a schedule. Jeannie B will be happy to meet with you and your group or family to plan your special motor coach adventure. Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. And that's information for you from Jeannie B's Tours as she proudly brings us a first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues right now with the Night Owls. Here's one that they did, really, really neat recording. One called the Chasm Radio Polka.
Thank you. lively beat. Them night owls really move my feet. We gotta have the bands from New Ulm Town.
Peter and Paul, we all agree, they play the finest harmony. Larry and Leon always sound just right. Yes, all across this polka state, the polka bands are all first rate. We hear them played on Chasm every night.
I love my radio.
The Night Owls with the Chasm Radio Polka. Yes, great recording there by the Night Owls. Well, with all the variety and with all the members of the Night Owls, the family included there, they were very versatile and could do a lot of different music. Here is the Night Owls with one called the Orange Blossom Special Polka. And there they are, the Night Owls, one called the Orange Blossom Special Polka, one that they recorded back in the days, and yeah, involving a number of the kids on the various instruments there. 26 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock, we're in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us at this time on Sundays. Kevin's Countryside, the home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Now, the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, always with a nice inventory of new, brand-new Hustlers on hand. and give Kevin a call to see those brand new Hustlers. This time of the year, it's fieldwork time, and Kevin's kind of like the one-armed bandit there. He's does it all. Yeah, he sells those brand new Hustlers. He works on repairing them and updating them, changing lubricants, and getting them in shape for the coming lawn mowing season. And then Kevin, of course, also does put in the family farm as well. So, yeah, if you want to come out and see Kevin, he wants to know that you're coming. He'll be there. Otherwise, you might catch him out in the field and you won't get to see him. So, you know, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. So he can change your blades, lubricants, belts, and hoses. He can sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades. So he'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, you can call Kevin, 320-363-7459. A few years back, Kevin also took on the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment line. So he has handheld blowers, backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more. And they're all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Again, just give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459, and let him know that you want to come out and see this equipment, and he'll make sure he's there when you say you're coming. So great sponsor there, Kevin's Countryside. And speaking from experience, I've got Eagle powered equipment from Kevin there, and use it all the time. And I also have two of his Hustlers there, a big one and a small one. And they really do a nice job for us, keep our lawn really manicured nice. So take it from myself, Kevin is the place to go for your brand new Hustler zero-turn lawnmower. It's located on County Road 3, about 6 miles northwest of St. Joe. It's just a beautiful drive this time of the year, or any time of the year. But now it's fun to see all of the stuff being planted, stuff growing, and you will enjoy yourself when you stop on by Kevin's. Kevin's Countryside, bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Time for just a couple more selections by the Night Owls. Right now we're going to go back to their 10th anniversary one again. They did a cute number here. It's a polka tune, one called the Playmate Polka.
Slide in my cellar.
The Night Owls, nice little tune there, polka tune. When the kids were very young, one of them singing the Playmate Polka. 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune here, one called Play Me the Waltz of the Angels, the Night Owls.
Someplace that he'd rather be. So I said, "Sir, can you play something for me? Something special that you'd like to hear?" When he looked up at me, he was smiling. Oh, but his eyes, they couldn't hide the tears. He said, "Play me the waltz of the angels."
The Night Owls there with Play Me the Waltz of the Angels, wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.